There's a difference between just getting blown off after a date and then somebody just being rude to you.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Like, you can go out with someone and then just ghost and not ever talk to them, or you can go the other route and be like, you're an idiot, leave me alone, never want to talk to you again. And that's a situation that Rachel is in, I guess. What? Rachel's on the phone right now to do a second date update. She met a dude, and I guess now he's kind of being a jerk, and she just wants to know why. What's up, Rachel? How are you?
Hi.
Oh, God, I know why he's being a jerk. Jeez, what's your attitude for, Rachel?
Come on.
I'm such a mean.
Yeah.
You laugh is mean.
Yeah, you sound so hard to deal with.
I'm not.
I think the question here is, why is he not calling you back? It's like, why do you want to call him? Why do you want to waste your energy on this dude?
I mean, he was hot.
Okay. Okay.
Like, we got it on. I mean, we hit it off right away.
You
like,
almost said we got it on.
Yeah.
Did you get it on during your date?
Maybe we did a little.
Okay.
A little bit. Okay. We'll get into that in just a second. But tell us about the dude. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Jason.
Jason. All right. And where did you meet Jason?
I met Jason at a house party.
Okay.
We were at this party together, and I was in the other room, and I could, like, see into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I could just, like, tell from the back of his head that he was, like, so hot. Like, I just saw him. I didn't even see his face.
Dude, if a man is hot from the back of his head, he is definitely.
I've never heard that.
Well, you ever look at someone from behind, and you're like, man, they're hot.
Yeah.
But sometimes they turn around, and you're like, whoa, was I wrong?
Yeah.
Not in this case?
No, not in this case. I mean, it was, like, gorgeous man, like a light was shining around him. He was like the life of the party. He looked so good. And then I was just sort of like, I locked eyes with the back of his head, but I was like waiting. And then finally he did turn around and I was like, I knew it.
You're caught.
I mean, I was totally right.
Did you approach him or did he approach you?
Well, I kind of casually made my way into the kitchen and I walked over to his like group of people he was talking to and just, you know, sort of basically laughing at everything that he said.
Oh, so you just sort of inserted yourself in the conversation and then just started laughing at whatever he was talking about.
Yes. I thought I was pretty smooth about it, but I mean, I was going in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I was making an approach.
And did he notice you right away?
I mean, like, eventually he did. Like, I mean, he noticed that I thought he was hilarious and clearly thought that he was, like, hot because I was, like, staring at him laughing. But, I mean, it felt like he was reciprocating, you know, like he.
Well, you said that you guys kind of got it on, so I guess he probably was reciprocating.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
How'd the rest of the evening go? I want to get to the.
It was mostly awesome. A little tiny awkward thing happened, but like mostly we were like, basically I realized that nobody was around us. Like it was just the two of us and we were really having a good time and like we were having drinks and eventually we made our way outside. And we were like outside and talking and then we sort of found our way to the side yard and we're not talking so much and we're more like making out a little bit.
Okay, side yard makeout session. Yay. Yeah, that's so nobody can interrupt.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of great because it was just like we were still like at the party, but we were like in our own little space and like we basically started like fooling around and we were having a lot of fun. Things were getting a little like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of slammed into a trash can.
Jeez.
Man, things were getting crazy.
Oh, damn.
My God.
She grabs it. Yeah.
Seriously.
What happened?
Well, the trash can was one of those, like, loud kind, and it, like, tumbled to the ground, crashing into the pool deck area. It was really loud and a little awkward.
Okay.
And basically, the host came out with a flashlight and totally shined it on us.
Shut up.
That's awesome. Break it up.
Yeah.
They're expecting raccoons, and they come around to see you guys make it out.
Yeah, I mean, it was like we were totally caught.
I just picture the two of you, like, you know, like you're bent over, and you're looking at the flashlight, and your beady little eyes.
Yeah, totally.
Like that.
Okay, that's nice and awkward. Did you go back into the party after that?
I mean, like, yeah, we sort of like got ourselves together and we like it was funny. We thought it was funny.
Okay.
And then so like a couple days later, basically I texted him and he was like, "Who's this? I have a new phone." And then I was like, "I'm Rachel from the party." You know, like Rachel, the not raccoon from the party.
Yeah, totally.
And now he is being really rude.
What's he saying? Rude if he doesn't know who you are.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's acting like he doesn't know who I am. But I mean, how could you not remember that? I mean, like, how could you forget that? So.
And you sure you have the right phone number?
we texted that night. Like, I saw him receive a text from me that night. And then, like, we texted for a couple days after. And now it's like, now he's acting like I don't exist.
What is he saying? Like, I mean, after who's this, did he respond?
Well, when I said, I'm Rachel from the party, he was like, Rachel who?
What?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know you. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone? I don't know you. Wow, all right.
Jeez. I'm like, dude, you know me. Like, I know you know me. We, I mean, unless he was blackout drunk for 2 days, but like, no.
Yeah. For 2 days, it could be a possibility.
Yeah, it could be, but it just, like, you probably at this point just want to know why he's being so rude to you.
Exactly. I want to know why he's being so rude to me. And it's like, it feels like there's something else going on. Like maybe his girlfriend was out of town and that's, you know.
Good point. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
That's why he would be like, I don't know you. Because his girlfriend might be
checking
his phone.
His text messages.
Or something. I mean, it just seems a little weird to be like all about it and then.
Yeah. So, I think you're right.
If
we find out he has a girlfriend, is your goal to like call him out on air about it?
I mean, like, I just want to know what the deal is, like, why he's being so, like, you know, two-faced.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's understandable. All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.